The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter Number 5, Text Number 25, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on September 18th, 2011, in Timișoara, Romania.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om Namo Bhagavate
Uchishtale pan
anumodita
indivijai sakrit sma bunje tat apasta kilbisha evam pravritasya vishuddha chetasa tat dharma eva atmaruchi prajayate uchishtale pannanu modito dvijay modito sakritsma bunje tadapasta kilbisha evang pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas tad dharma evatma ruchi prajayate utschistale pananumodito dvijay sakritsma bunje tadapasta kilbisha evang pravrittasya vishuddha chetasas tadharma evatma ruchi prajayate uchishtale pan the remnants of foodstuff anumodita being permitted divijai by the Vedantist Brahmanas sakrit once upon a time sma in the past munje took tat by that action apasta eliminated kilbisha all sins evam thus pravritasya being engaged vishuddha chetasa of one whose mind is purified tat that particular dharma nature eva certainly atmaruchi transcendental attraction prajayate was manifested. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Once only, by their permission, I took the remnants of their food, and by so doing, all my sins were at once eradicated. Thus being engaged, I became purified in heart, and at that time the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. Purport. Pure devotion is as much infectious in a good sense as infectious diseases. A pure devotee is cleared from all kinds of sins. The personality of Godhead is the purest entity. And unless one is equally pure from the infection of material qualities, one cannot become a pure devotee of the Lord. The Bhaktivedantas, as above mentioned, were pure devotees. And the boy became infected with their qualities of purity by their association and by eating once the remnants of the foodstuff taken by them. Such remnants may be taken even without permission of the pure devotees. There are sometimes pseudo-devotees, and one should be very much cautious about them. There are many things which hinder one from entering devotional service, but by the association of pure devotees, all these obstacles are removed. The neophyte devotee becomes practically enriched with the transcendental qualities of the pure devotee, which means attraction for the personality of Godhead's name, fame, qualities, pastimes, etc. Infection of the qualities of the pure devotee means to imbibe the taste of pure devotion always in the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. This transcendental taste at once makes all material things distasteful. Therefore, a pure devotee is not at all attracted by material activities. After the elimination of all sins or obstacles on the path of devotional service, one can become attractive. One can have steadiness. One can have perfect taste. One can have transcendental emotions. And at the last, one can be situated on the plane of loving service of the Lord. All these stages develop by the association of pure devotees. And that is the purport of this stanza.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tandvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadhutam Bharijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha.
It's actually quite amazing here. Actually, there's nothing more wonderful than the story of Narada Muni. He's telling the story of how he became a devotee. Sometimes we say how I came to Krishna consciousness. So Narada Muni, he's telling his story, how I came to Krishna consciousness. For him, it was the Pashadam that did the trick. That was the finishing blow. When he got that remnants of the Bhaktivedantas, he got their pashab. Also their association. But especially that association is concentrated in the remnants of their foodstuff. It's especially powerful because you ingest it into your body. That reminds me of actually one pastime I had with Prabhupada, and I can tell that story. I was a brand new bhakta, not initiated yet. And we were attending the... our temple went to the Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. There was no Mayapur. India hadn't even started in those days. So this Ratha Yatra was the big festival that everybody came to. It was like an international festival, the big, big Ratha Yatra. And at that time, the countercultural, the hippie movement was still going on strong in San Francisco. So there was huge turnout, like, you know, as I remember, there was like 30,000 people. I mean, it was humongous turnout at the Ratha Yatra. But anyway, there were so many new devotees. Prabhupada had been in India, just starting India. It hasn't developed yet. There was no temples. Mayapur, Vrindavan weren't there yet, but he had gone there to begin. So he came back after being gone to India for some time, and there were so many devotees getting ready for initiation. So there was many initiation ceremonies, one after another, a whole series of them. But anyway, there was a one. You all know that Prabhupada would take the morning walks. We all heard about Prabhupada's famous morning walks, especially on Venice Beach, smashing the scientists. So anyway, there was a real nice little thing the devotees arranged, that when Prabhupada would come back from his walk, the car would pull up in front of the temple, and then he would walk down the sidewalk, and then he would go around the side of the building to his quarters. There was a stairway in the back of the LA temple going up to his quarters in the back. So that was a wonderful arrangement made, that all the devotees would line up in a queue along the sidewalk, and we'd all have a flower in our hand, and Prabhupada would have a basket of flowers. And we would hand, Prabhupada would come to us, we would hand Prabhupada a flower, and he'd hand us one back. So it's your own personal moment, just you and Srila Prabhupada. Like it's the perfection of existence. You're giving a flower to Prabhupada, and he's giving one back to you. Just the two, you and, for a second, it's you. The whole world is revolving around you and Prabhupada, you know. It's like really something. You give Prabhupada the flower, he gives one back. So, of course, seeing Prabhupada, that was not like seeing an ordinary man. When you would see Prabhupada, you would, if you were a devotee, as we were all devotees, you would just want to drink Prabhupada into your heart through your eyes, if you know what I mean. Taking his darshan, you would just want to drink Prabhupada into your heart through your eyes. That was the feeling and the mood of taking his darshan. It was so intense to see Prabhupada standing there. So anyway, I was standing near the front of the queue with my Vishnujanaswami. He got a hug. Baba gave him a big hug. It was wonderful. I wasn't envious. I felt practically that I was being hugged too, because I was one of his men. See? I was one of Vishnujan's men, and he got that hug. I felt like I was getting hugged too. So then Prabhupada came to me. I gave my flower. He gave me one back. So now Prabhupada's going on down the line. But, I mean, there's nothing more relishable than to see Prabhupada, to drink his transcendental form into your heart through the eyes. So as he came down to the end of the line, I stationed myself on the stairways that he was walking by, so I could just... I still remember the exact spot where I was standing in the LA temple. But I just stood there. I got up on the steps just so I could have a nice darshan of Prabhupada as he came by. Just look at him again, you see. And Prabhupada was so merciful. Even though I was just some wild brahmachari from Texas, he looked up, he saw, oh, here's somebody who's not in the line with the other devotees. I wonder if he got a flower or not yet. So Prabhupada held up a flower. He did. It was all body language. He didn't say anything. It was facial expression and body language. Like, did you get a flower yet? And that was so special for me, that Prabhupada actually cared enough about me, even though I was just some wild bhakta from Texas. From the frontier of Texas, you see. He actually cared to make sure I'd gotten a flower. I just couldn't believe he was so kind. He wanted to make sure that I hadn't missed getting a flower. Of course, I had gotten one. So I held it up to Prabhupada and showed, yes, I've gotten a flower. But I was just thinking of this, the eating the remnants from the pure devotees. I never got that opportunity to take something from Prabhupada's plate, but here I had a flower in my hand that Prabhupada had personally given me. So I took it as maha maha and I ate the flower. you get by with what you get, you know. So I got that flower from Prabhupada's hand, and I just ate it. This is a very good opportunity for me. So it's something. Then that flower had great potency, I can tell you. Just like this Mahaprasad that Narada Muni got in his previous lifetime, it had great power. It could transform his consciousness. That flower had the full potency to transform the most degraded, sinful Jagai Madai character into a devotee of the Lord. Because it came from the hand of Prabhupada, you see. So I took advantage of that flower. And it was Prabhupada's great mercy. So, this is very nicely describing here the different stages. Now, this is actually given in the Bhaktivedanta Sindhu in the 1, 4, 15, and 16. Adau Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriya Tato Narta Navritti Shad Tato Nishtha Rajasthitaha Asakta Atasthanas Tato Abhavas Tato Prema Bhyadanshati Sadakanam Yur Premna Pradurbhave Bhavatkarmaha. That is described by Rupa Goswami. And the translation is, in the beginning, there must be faith, Shraddha. Then, one associates, becomes interested to associate with pure devotees, sadhu sangha. And then, after that association with the pure devotees, what is the next step? Bhajana kriya. One becomes initiated and executes the regulated principles of devotional service under the orders of the spiritual master. That's called bhajana kriya. It's the third stage. And the fourth stage, that is called anatta nivritti. That means now you give up all your bad habits. You were smoking, you throw away your cigarettes. You were drinking, you throw out the alcohol. You see. You're having illicit sex, now you're practicing brahmachari. You give up all the bad habits. You throw out all your bad habits, you see. That's anatta nivritti. And then, what is the result of throwing out all your bad habits? Anatta nivritti. Then you become nishta, fixed up devotee. You see. Now I'm fixed up. Prabhupada used to use that term a lot, fixed up. You see, that's the translation for the Sanskrit word nishta, fixed up devotee, solidly fixed, you see. He's given up his bad habits, he's solidly fixed. And then what comes after becoming solidly fixed? That is the next day, the ruchi, transcendental taste. That the holy name tastes so sweet, sweeter than the sweetest honey, that no taste of this material world can attract you again once you come to the ruchi stage. Because all the tastes are just like pale and insignificant. Who cares for the rotten tastes of this material existence when it comes to the ruchi stage? And then after ruchi, asakti. One becomes very, very attached to Krishna. Our process of Krishna consciousness is not a process of detachment. Our process is a process of attachment. And then detachment is automatically there. We're not interested in detachment. We're interested in attachment, you see. We want to become more attached to the name, fame, form, pastimes, entourage, qualities, paraphernalia, dham, and teachings. And that unlimitedly beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead, who was standing in the bank at Keshit Gan, with a threefold bending form, casting sidelong glances, and charming the heart of the gopi girls. You see? That is where we derive our taste, not from this stool and urine consciousness of the material world, pig consciousness, monkey consciousness, alligator consciousness, you see. We're not interested in this low-class consciousness of dogs, hogs, camels, and asses. So now we've reached the limit of sadhana bhakti. That's the perfection of sadhana bhakti. You've come to the exakti stage, and now the next stage is raganuga. Now you become spontaneously, emotions now erupt within your heart. You have volcanic eruptions of emotions within your heart. That's the bhava stage. And then finally, prema, where you have uninterrupted, constant loving exchange with that all-merciful Supreme Personality of Godhead, constantly, directly associating with Krishna. That stage is possible for us. Prabhupada told me that. I used to write Prabhupada so many letters asking questions about this and that. I was always skeptical of the devotees. Well, are they really saying what Prabhupada said, or is this some concoction? And actually, Prabhupada warned us about that. He said, there are so many false things in ISKCON. Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. So I was a little skeptical. Prabhupada, they'd say, Prabhupada said, if you take more than 7 chickpeas, you fall into Maya. For breakfast, you fall into lust. If you have more than 7 chickpeas. All these concocted things were going around ISKCON in the old days. Can you imagine? If you take more than 7 chickpeas, you'll fall down. I mean, I don't know where devotees got these ideas, but anyway. So, I wanted to, you know, I had a lot of questions in the beginning, and I wanted to make sure I got the right answers. So I was encouraged by Vishnujana Swami to write Prabhupada. So I did them. But then they made a new policy that no one should write Prabhupada except for the GBC, the temple presidents, and the sannyasis. But I had already been writing him, and I was addicted to that contact with Prabhupada. So I took a chance and wrote another letter against the policy. I took a real gamble because I had more questions. And then Prabhupada said, well, it's better you consult with the temple president, GBC. He said, but if there's any urgent need, I'm always happy to hear from my beloved disciples. So I had my loophole. Prabhupada told me if I had an urgent need, I didn't have to follow the policy, official policy of ISKCON. If I had an urgent need, I could write him, and I was welcome. He would be happy for me to write him. Just see how kind was Prabhupada. It was an official policy. No one should do, but I had my special concession from Prabhupada that I could do if I had an urgent need. So that made me very happy. But in that letter, Prabhupada gave me a very poignant piece of advice. He told me, if you will simply engage 24 hours in serving Krishna with full sincerity of attitude, then Krishna will personally come and answer all of your questions. So Prabhupada is saying that you, Sankarshan Das, you can achieve prema. You can do it. And here's how you do it. You engage 24 hours a day in the service of the Lord with full sincerity. He said, with full sincerity of attitude. Prabhupada was telling me how to achieve the prema stage. You see? So, these things are real, Prabhus and Matajis. These are real things. This is not simply some flowery words written in a book. This is a science, a practical science. Just like you can go to a laboratory, you can take 2 parts of hydrogen and 1 part of oxygen. And you get water. It's real. They tell you in the class, and you go to the lab and you do it. In high school, we did them. The teacher told us in the chemistry class, H2O equals water. And we went to the laboratory, and we were given the instructions how to do it in the test tube, and it happened. I had the water there in my test tube. Wow, it's real. This is real. H2O equals water. I saw it happen. So in the same way, you have a test tube. That is your consciousness. You have a test tube of your consciousness. And if you will combine, if you will take the chemical formula, you see, if you will chant Hare Krishna mantra, avoiding the 10 offenses. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Under the order of the spiritual master, under the guidance of the Vaishnavas, if you will do this, you will get Krishna prem. This is, I got that H2O water in my test tube. In the test tube of your consciousness, you will have the awakening of Krishna prem. So, just as Narada Muni did, and all the great Mahajanas have done, you can also do. Let's see. What does it mean to follow the path of Mahajanas? What does it mean? Mahajana yena gatatapanta. What does that mean? That means you must also become Mahajana. You must become pure devotee. That is the meaning. Not that you simply belong to some organization and do your duties. That's there. But you have to go deeper than them. You have to go deeper than simply being a part of an organization doing your duties. You have to go deeper, deeper, deeper to awaken that dormant, loving relationship with Krishna, our God. So what I found really interesting in this purport today was Prabhupada says all these stages developed by the association of pure devotees. And that is the purport of this stanza. So that Prabhupada summarizes or encapsulizes the whole purport in this one sentence. How important is the association of pure devotees? One would think, well, okay, there's, you know, shraddha or faith, and you associate with devotees, and that takes you to the next stage, which is to, you know, to get initiated, and then you go to the next stage of becoming fixed up, and then you get ruchi, and then you get asakti. You know, the association of devotees is long, many stages back. But Prabhupada makes it very clear here, that sadhu sangha, that association of devotees, is necessary at every single step. Not that I needed the association to get initiated, now I'm initiated, I don't need it anymore, the association. Or now I've achieved anartanaviti, I don't need the sadhu sangha. Or now I've got an anishta, I don't need sadhu sangha. Or now I've got ruchi, I don't need sadhu sangha. Or now I have sakti, I don't need sadhu sangha. Now I have bhav, I don't need sadhu sangha. Now I have prema, I don't need sadhu sangha. That's it. Prabhupada rejects that idea. He rejects it, solidly rejects it. All these stages, he said. Not just the following stage of bhajana kriya developed by sadhu sangha. He says all these stages developed by the association of pure devotees. And that is the purport of this stanza. So, this is most important thing, the association of the pure devotees. This is it made Narada perfect. It will make us perfect. We should follow the example of Sri Narad Muni, and then we can become liberated spacemen. Why fly on Air Tarum Romanian when you can fly on Narada Muni Airways? Much better accommodations. Tarum Romanian was a horrible experience coming here. Propeller planes, you know. We flew from Sofia to Bucharest. Then we had to get off the plane and do a whole thing. Come, it was the same plane. Why they couldn't just stay on the plane? The same plane flew all the way. We got back and the stewardess said, "Welcome for the second time." It was the same flight, the same exact aircraft. Why they couldn't let us sit on the plane? Why we have to get off, go through security? We had some bottled water. We had to throw the bottled water away. Why did we have to go through the whole thing? We could have just sat on the airplane. But this is their management, you see. You see. But if you become a liberated spaceman, you don't have to worry about Tarum Romanian anymore. And you just show up for preaching anywhere, you know. Show up in any planet, any universe, the spiritual world, the material world, Brahmaloka, Patalaloka, anywhere there's a preaching opportunity. You zoop, preach. Narada Muni is the supreme frequent flyer. He has the topmost elite frequent flyer status, you see. So if we follow this pathway of Narada Muni, we can also become liberated spacemen and spacewomen, you see. We can go anywhere and preach with no restrictions. No need for a visa, passport, just show up. So anyway, I can ask now if there's any questions. Yes.
May I please ask, we can read in the in Bhagavad Gita about karma process, but in the same time we hear from the devotees that it's Krishna's will regarding a certain problem. So I want to ask, in which degree Krishna actually steps in this karma process?
Krishna says that sarva papeyo mukshyashami. All your pop, that means karma. Your bad karma, that is called pop, Sarva Papebhyo Mokshirshami. I personally deliver you from all of your sinful reactions. He states that in 1866 Bhagavad Gita. If you surrender to me, I will completely wipe out all of your karmic reactions. So Krishna takes full charge. If you surrender to him, he'll wipe out all of your criminal record for millions of births. It's all wiped out, finished. Whatever criminal, karmic criminal record you have, it's immediately wiped out. Now you're pure. It completely wipes out all of your karma by surrendering to him. That is his kindness. Any other question? Yes.
Generally, people on this earth, they want to have results now. Also,
they want to have what now?
People, they want to have results if they do something.
Freedom.
No.
Huh? Wisdom.
Results.
Okay.
Devotee also, when they start the Krishna consciousness process, they want to achieve prema immediately.
Yes.
Is that good, or we should be trained to have some patience?
So, people come, I want to see Krishna immediately. Should they be trained to... Is it good to have that enthusiasm to achieve Krishna prema immediately, or should they be trained that it's a gradual process, right? Actually, both are good. To have that enthusiasm that I want to achieve Krishna prema, that's very good. At the same time, one should know it's a gradual process and be prepared for the long haul. Both things. I wouldn't discourage someone. I mean, there are cases of people who became pure devotees immediately. Just like that one devotee, he had a desire to make somebody, one follower of Lord Chaitanya, he had a desire to make someone into a devotee. That was his desire. So he went down to take his bath, and there was a corpse floating in the river. And by the power of this Vaishnava, that corpse came to life and became a pure devotee. There's also the example of Kadvanga Maharaj. He was a powerful Kshatriya on the earthly planet. And the demigods, their heaven is not always so heavenly, because sometimes the demons attack. They take over the heavenly planets. So he asked for, the demigods requested Kadvanga Maharaj, that you please fight, help. They were so powerful, the demigods needed his help. So he fought very valiantly for many long years and defeated the demons. So the demigod said, "Oh, we're so pleased with you, Maharaj Kadvanga. Whatever boon you like, just with this within our power, just tell us and we will grant you." He said, "Just tell me how long I will live." He said, "Oh, your death is just now coming." He said, "Thank you very much." He took complete shelter of Krishna. Within a moment, he achieved Krishna Prem. So it could be within a moment. It could happen, but that's not the rule. That's an exception to the rule. But the rule is, it's a long haul. But you should always expect the mercy of the Lord. You should be very eagerly, "Krishna, please bless me with Krishna prema." One can pray like that. What are we praying? We chant Hare Krishna for pure devotional service. "Please engage me in pure devotional service. I want to be a pure devotee. Please purify me." By chanting Hare Krishna, we're begging for pure bhakti. So we should always be eager for pure bhakti. Very, very eager. "I must become a pure devotee. I'm sick and tired of these damn anarthas. This lust, this anger, this greed, this madness, delusion, and envy. Just kick it out of my heart. I want to be a pure devotee now." That determination should be there. At the same time, be ready to spend the whole life in that mood. You see. Be prepared to spend your whole life in that mood. But there should be that determination. "I want pure bhakti and I want it now." That determination should be there. And be willing to stay like them for your whole life. Both things. Both ways to train both moods. Yes.
Wouldn't that make one frustrated?
Tell me again.
Wouldn't that make one frustrated about it, that I want it right away?
Wouldn't that make one frustrated? Yes, it's very frustrating. It's called transcendental frustration. That sort of frustration is very good. You see? Very good frustration. Na prema shavana de bhakti rapi va yogutava vaishnavo gyanam va shiva karma va kiyada hosred jatra pyasti va yanarat kasatake tvai tatapya cheja mulasati he gopi janabala va vyatayate ha ha mata shaivamam. I have no love for Krishna. I don't even like to chant in here. I don't even like to chant my rounds. I'm so fallen. I don't have the mystic power of a Vaishnava. I don't have any knowledge. I don't have any pious activities. I'm born from a bad family. I mean, I'm really, really rotten egg. I have no qualification whatsoever for devotional service. If I analyze my heart, I'm completely devoid of any qualifications for Krishna consciousness. But still, my Lord, Gopi Jana Balava, beloved maintainer of the gopis, because you are most merciful to those who are the fallen souls of this world, therefore I have this unbreakable hope in my heart that somehow or other, by your grace, I can achieve your lotus feet. You see? But when I think about my bad qualities, it just gives me so much pain and frustration. This is the prayer of Rupa Goswami. So it's very, that's called transcendental frustration. It's very good. Huh?
Neophyte stage, they may give it up also.
Huh?
In the neophyte stage, they can give it up.
In the neophyte stage, they may give up what?
Krishna consciousness.
Yes. Neophytes have a tendency to give it up. We've seen that in our history of our society. Many come and many go, and only a few stay. That's a fact. So we have to understand that there is what's called transcendental frustration, which actually attracts the special mercy of Krishna to help us advance very quickly in Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami wouldn't give us this. Prabhupada gives that prayer in the Nectar Devotion, actually. He translates it there. This is this mood of transcendental frustration is the way to get the special, special, special blessings of Krishna, which makes you advance very quickly. So yes, it's very good to be transcendentally frustrated. If you're in a state of frustration, what can you do? Krishna, help me. Help me, Krishna. If I feel together, I'm together. I'm a Pakka Brahman, I'm together, you know. All the devotees appreciate me. They say ki jai when I walk in the room, you know. I'm very much appreciated devotee, and I got it together, man. You're lost if you're thinking like that. You're lost. You're in a little dream. I am great, dream. You know, sooner or later your bubble's going to pop. So it's very good to feel humble, to feel completely in a hopeless case. Just like that prayer by Narottam. Although I've come to this human form, my Lord, I've spent my life uselessly. I did not care for Radha and Krishna, so I swallow poison food knowingly. See how he's lamenting? Here I am knowingly drinking poison. He says, Gola, Lord, Hare Krishna comes straight from Krishna Loka, but with chanting I have no connection. Day and night I'm burning in this dark world, without working to make the correction. Lord Krishna comes and Sachi-san. Balaram descends as Nitai. By chanting the wretched have all been saved, including Jagai and Madai. Oh, my Lord, O Son of King Nanda, together with Vrishabhanu's daughter, I've got no shelter but Radha and Krishna. Humbly praise Narottam Das Thakur. So he's feeling great frustration that I'm just burning in this dark world. I'm burning, burning, burning. I have no connection with the Harinam. In this way, he's lamenting like anything, you see. This is called Vipralamba. They're the mood of being separated from Krishna and Krishna consciousness. If one can feel agony and anguish in one's heart of being separated from Krishna consciousness, then he will find that Krishna consciousness becomes his personal property. So, this transcendental frustration is actually very good. And one can feel frustrated in one's lack of Krishna consciousness is very good. That's how we attract the mercy of the great acharyas to shower us with Krishna prem. So are there any other questions? Alright, we'll stop here. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shankar Shankar Prabhu ki jai.